Kevin with our South First News. Thank you for doing this. Can you go ahead and give me your full name, please?
Blake Papera.
Okay, great. And who are you employed with?
Hilton's Record.
And you were present working in April where the mass shooting occurred at Fifth Avenue Pond?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And during that time, you had went to police officer Nathan Watkins, is that correct?
That is correct.
And did you ask him to assist you in going over in the park to inform people that their vehicles would be towed?
Yes.
And what was his response?
He told me that he had already attempted to tell people to leave and told me good luck.
Okay. At that time, did he ever mention to you that a citizen had already given him a complaint that people were waving guns over there?
No, he did not.
Okay. His overall demeanor with him refusing to go with you, how did that make you feel?
Well, now knowing after the fact that people had guns, I was pretty pissed off figuring out that he knew about it. And didn't tell me.
Okay. And I'm going to do this, Blake. There's a policy at the police department that's titled Conduct Unbecoming of Police Department Personnel. And I'm going to read you that policy real quick. Employees shall conduct themselves at all times, both on and off duty, in such a manner as to reflect most favorably on the department. Conduct unbecoming shall include that which brings discredit upon the operation or efficiency of the department or member. Blake, based off your interactions and with what you witnessed Officer Nathan Watkins do at the park, do you feel like he violated that policy? And what kind of sticks out? What makes you feel like he violated that policy?
Well, I mean, whenever I'm asking him to come over there and help me, and he refuses to help me, and then me having my fiance and kids in the truck, you know, just across the street, people are shooting at him. He didn't do what he was supposed to do.
You feel like that brings discredit to the department? Okay. Last thing, I do want to get this in. From the time that you were there that you witnessed Officer Nathan Watkins, and I know he can't answer for the entire time that he was there, but the entire time where you witnessed Nathan Watkins, did you ever see him exit his patrol vehicle?
Not once.
Not once. Okay. All right, Blake, I really appreciate you doing this, buddy.
Hey, man, anytime.